104.7 The Cave. Mike, the intern, on the phone this morning with the very lovely and talented Candace Knight. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good in this cold weather out here on Long Island. How are you guys doing over there?
You know, it's actually spring's creeping through. We're going to get some more rain this week, but sun in 60s today. I cannot complain at all.
Oh, that sounds good. Feeling the nice heat of the sun on your face. It's just beginning. I like it.
It's something I've been waiting for months. So, subject we're going to talk about is Blackmore's Night, Nature's Light, which just came out. And if you're not familiar with this, Candace is actually the wife of Richie Blackmore, and they've been in a group together for a long time called Blackmore's Night, which is interesting to me because, at least in this area in the Ozarks, we're kind of known for, you know, old timey music, bluegrass, Americana, stuff like that. And that's kind of what you guys have done, but it's not, you know, Americana. You're basically performing older music from the England area, and Renaissance type music. And I think what that is just super cool. How did this whole thing start out?
Well, actually it started because Richie and I started writing these songs just for ourselves back in 1995. Actually, I met him in 89, and then in 1995 he reformed Rainbow, and while the other guys were doing their tracks, actually we were in Upper Brookville, I think it was, in Massachusetts. And it was a farmhouse that was converted into a studio. The other guys were doing their tracks, the singer was in there, drummer was in there, and he and I would sit watching the snow fall down on this beautiful farmland and by the raging fireplace, and he would have his acoustic guitar, and he and I just started writing songs just from just a really pure perspective of trying to get away from, like, the stress and the pressures of what the commercial rock world had become. It kind of was in a different place than when he first started, or you know, back in the early days of Purple in 68 when he was making music, and then going all throughout decades of making music, and then all of a sudden in the 80s it kind of took a shift and became a little bit more commercialized, and he was not feeling that much. So we started creating music for ourselves, and yes, we definitely dabbled back into the music from the Renaissance times. He actually introduced me to a lot of that style of music. But the cool thing about Blackmore's Night is that we actually play all kinds of music. Somebody told me the other day that they call our music bard rock. So
I love that. That's a really good way to put it. Yeah, I love that.
I thought that was kind of cool. But he's definitely got like a lot of electric work on this too. So he's doing mandola, mandolins. He plays a lot of acoustic guitar, but he's definitely going back into the electric as well. So there's definitely something for everybody on this album.
That's really cool, and that you guys have kind of gone beyond what you started out doing, kind of adding to that. And also, you know, It's what you brought up and him kind of needing a break from what he had been doing at that point. You know, he'd been in the business for almost 30 years and things start to get stagnant, and you've got to find a new reason to or at least find a way to fall in love with what you do. I think we all deal with that in whatever profession that we've got. And I think that's really cool that he was able to find that, and you being a part of it is a really cool thing. How long tell me about this new album, Nature's Light.
Well, this album was actually, you know, it's our 11th studio album. We've got so much music that went out over the past 24 years. Next year is going to be our 25th years of being in this band, so lots of history here. But this album, though, was created, believe it or not, we recorded it in 2019. We were all ready to release it. It was supposed to be out last year, but then everything got shut down, just like everybody else did. It wound up actually working out perfectly because we were able to release an EP for Christmas of Christmas songs that we had done. We thought we were going to put out a full Christmas album, but at that point, people had just been starving for music for so long. We were dying to get our stuff out there, so we said, let's just give them whatever we have here so the fans have something. We did a couple of live streams, and now that the spring weather is here, like you said, you know, and the buds are starting to come out again, and we're starting to see that sunshine, I feel like Nature's Light is kind of shining on all of us, bringing that spring warmer weather for all of us, and we're doing it through music, where we're trying to heal people and give them a little bit of hope at the end of this tunnel. I feel like we're kind of coming out of the pandemic time. I hope, fingers crossed, everybody's staying healthy and knocking wood on that, and you know, music's able to help us heal our spirits and our soul and you know, be able to bring us to maybe a more positive energy place. And we've always found that a lot of our healing comes from nature. So I'm seeing a lot of people who are getting more introspective now because we're spending so much solitary time. They're starting to look within and find themselves again and find that inner peace and maybe walk through the woods a little bit and get out in that sunshine and maybe walk by the beach. I live, on Long Island, so I've got ocean out here, so we kind of just walk out here, and nature's just this incredible healing power, this incredible healing force, and that's where nature's light, like the whole idea of it, comes from us. So we're hoping that we're healing people through our music, and that nature's light is that kind of light at the end of the tunnel of this dark time.
I agree with you 110%. Speaking of the healing power of music, I think we're all just dying to see a live show. It's been about a year now. I think the last shows I saw were in March of last year. Two soul bands, actually. Duran Jones, I'm going to drop them, and a couple of the guys from Wolfpack. But anyway, those are the last ones, and then everything shut down. So it's been a year, and I go see a lot of shows. Are you guys planning on getting out on the road as soon as the stuff starts to clear?
Yeah, we actually had a whole American tour, like a whole, we usually do like the northeast of America because it's easier to drive to everything. So we had that all planned, and everything stopped just like everybody else did. Actually, the last concert that I wound up seeing was Jeff Tate out here. He and I had done some work together on a project called Avantasia, which was a great sort of project. But if you get a chance to look that up, that's a cool one. But yeah, so Richie and I have been dying to get back to playing. We did a couple of live streams for people throughout the pandemic, which was really cool. I mean, something I'm not very technologically savvy, so, you know, just trying to press the button and go on like a Facebook sort of platform. But a couple million people actually tuned in, and we were able to hit people from all around the world, and they were writing in and taking requests from them, and it was like sitting in our living room, really. So they kind of felt like it was a really personal, intimate connection, like a personal concert. So that was cool. But there's nothing like when you're playing through a screen to people, all you do is miss that energy, that live energy of being on stage. And especially with Blackmore's Night stuff, when we go out, Richie's so, I like to say, predictably unpredictable. You just don't know what he's going to do, but you know it's going to be something.
Yeah.
So the whole band is kind of like sitting at the edge of their seats. And sometimes he just tells all of them to go off stage, and he and I will sit up there and just do a bunch of songs on our own. He'll never play the same song the same way twice. He never does the same intro or the same solos the same way. So he's always doing different stuff, and he's inventing as he goes, like on the fly. He's totally into improv. So it always keeps it really, really interesting, and the set lists change every night. And I think that's why a lot of people come and see the shows again and again, because they know it's never going to be the same show twice. So it's kind of like a party, like an intimate party wherever we go. So we're definitely looking forward to that energy again. We're talking with the agents. Things are starting to opening up a little bit. So we're definitely got that in the works, planning it, and hoping to get out there soon.
You're right on the money with Richie. I mean, I always say at least two of my favorite, at least top 10 live albums are On Stage with Rainbow and Made in Japan with Deep Purple. I mean, those, and it really comes down to those bands and it being a thing happening and captured. And I think that just continues into what he's doing now. So thank you so much for being a part of it. Candace, thank you so much for your time this morning. And if you haven't already, check out Blackmore's Night's new album, Nature's Light, and find a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Candace, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks. It was great talking to you, Mike. Have a good day.